This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Members of the Knox County Housing Authority got the chance recently to head to our nation's capital to talk with Congresswoman Sherry Bustos. So we thought we'd take a minute to talk about that trip with Derek Antoine, the executive director of the Knox County Housing Authority. Derek, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
So how did this all come about, and what was the purpose behind the trip?
The purpose behind the trip, we had gone out to Washington, D.C. for a legislative conference put on by one of the industry advocacy groups. So we were basically out there for a little bit of training at the conference, as well as an opportunity to meet with both sides of our congressional representatives, both Sherry Bustos' office as well as Senator Tammy Duckworth's office and Senator Dick Durbin's office.
So what sorts of issues in general did you discuss with them? What sort of needs do you have right now that that our lawmakers can help with?
Sure. Primarily right now, as I'm sure you're well aware, that timing is of the essence out there. They have lots of meetings, and you can only get in, you know, for a specified amount of time, so you really have to be direct with your communication. So we really focused in on two areas. One was funding, which, you know, I would assume everybody who visits out there has their hand out asking for more money. I really wasn't asking for more. I was in two categories, but I was really kind of asking them to dial back the cuts. My agency is a strong financial footing. We're not in any position in the immediate future of financial struggles, but if trends continue 6, 8, 10 years down the road, it could be impactful, and we're laying the foundation for that now. So I was advocating for the funding of those programs, and on the other side of that, with the loss of funding, I was asking and advocating for more flexibility in the programs that we have to ease some of the administrative and regulatory requirements, to eliminate a lot of the ineffective or repetitive compliance points that either have been around for too long or are so ineffective that they're just not achieving their goal. So we were really, like I say, twofold, looking to A, impact funding, and B, to have them put into place some common sense language that helps us as agencies function in a time of tighter budget.
That connects right into my, I was going to ask you about those pesky regulations, because I know that in years past you've expressed a lot of concern about those. What sorts of, give me some examples of sorts of things that can be, I guess, made better, for a lack of better term, from the regulatory standpoint?
Well, from, like I say, if you take a look at, I'll give you an example, our recertification process, where we have our occupancy specialists in place, a large percentage of their time is spent on repetitive recertification steps in the recertification process. So if we could eliminate a few of those and streamline those into a faster process, that saves my staff time and we could be focusing on some other things. So that would be one.
Okay.
Another is that they have recently changed the way that our cost center reserves are classified. And if they do that, then that limits the way that we can spend that money. And again, it's not, you know, I expect a government agency to have oversight over government money, so it's not an issue as far as that goes.
Right.
However, we're able to do some things to address local housing need with our cost center reserves that if they do this reclassification, it's going to be very difficult for us to do. So those were two key points that I had talked about in terms of the administrative and regulatory relief, is to say, look, you know, common sense says that these things are ineffective, they're outdated, they don't do what they're intended to do. Let's streamline these processes, let's get rid of these ineffective processes, and make things a lot more efficient.
It sounds to me like these were things that might have come up and needed to be addressed anyway, but I'm wondering how much of this was, if anything, is spurred by the fact that you have a new administration and a new housing secretary.
I don't... Now, it's hard to say. You know, there's, you know, without being entirely political, there has been, you know, the Trump administration has issued, has come out very strongly for reducing regulatory and administrative burden. That there, you know, campaign promise of getting rid of the waste and trimming the waste and all these types of things seemingly have an important place, because we've already seen some regulation come through that has streamlined some of those processes. I don't, you know, the budget has been a roller coaster since I started here back in 2007. President Bush was in office then, and we saw funding levels, you know, kind of rise and fall under his administration. When Obama was president, we saw a roller coaster there of funding levels and dealt with sequestration. So here we are now, you know, same thing with the Trump administration, and, you know, we will see some issues as far as funding goes, because I think the big question, at least as I come away from Washington on Capitol Hill, is how do we fund this program? How do we fund these what you would call entitlement programs, where, you know, it takes a large federal investment to keep these things going? So I don't think Trump made any there was any confusion that he was looking to shake things up as far as federal spending and federal accounting goes. So I think that it's just natural that we expect to see some of those changes affect us here. You know, how that looks, we don't know. We're still under a budget that was comprised 2 years ago. So this will be the first budget that we deal with that comes out of this administration. I can tell you that his budget, the White House's budget, looks very different than what the House and Senate have come out with. And the House and Senate are very close, and that's what I would expect to see from a funding level, something from Congress.
So that said, what was the message that Congresswoman Bustos and Senator Duckworth and others gave to you after you expressed your concerns? Are they willing to help at least?
I think they're willing to listen, and I think the big thing is, again, like I said, I would almost be certain that every group that goes out there in some capacity or another is asking for money. I don't know if you remember, a few years ago, Sherry Bustos came to Carl Sandburg College and did a kind of a budgeting workshop to put you, mm-hmm. you know, kind of a walk a mile in our shoes, and what would you fund if you had the opportunity to fund it, and that type of thing. And I think that still holds true. I think they've got X amount of dollars, and they have to decide how they're going to divide that up. So I think the idea as we go out there is to let them know the impact of reduced funding, specifically on our buildings, as well as our ability to run certain programs, and how, if it's cut further or if we continue with the cuts at the level they're at now, that we're going to impact the ability to serve families. I think they hear that. I don't know that that does anything for us in the short term, but I think maybe that's a seed planted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're always looking for, you know, the regulatory reform. I think that's if we look for an area to have quicker success, it would be in that forum.
I have about 30 seconds left, Eric, so let's, and maybe on a positive note, you mentioned financially, at least, things are going okay for you all. How's operations overall these days?
Well, everything's running pretty smooth. We continue to run very clean properties. We continue, our scores are very high from a operational standpoint. Staff is very engaged. Our families we serve are very happy. Everything, like I say, is going pretty smooth. We couldn't be more pleased with the way things are going at the moment.
Very good. Glad to hear that. Executive Director of the Knox County Housing Authority, Derek Antoine, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
Derek Antoine again on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. Back with sports and more next on WGIL.